Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and we shall be created. For so you renew the face of the earth. At the beginning, at the time of creation, we're told that the earth was void. Everything was in darkness. Everything seemed to be in chaos. And God's Spirit breathed upon it all. And through the Spirit of God, the world as we know it came into being. And God created human beings. We're told that God breathed into them. And human beings were set alive. Pentecost is about recreation. And Jesus, he had told his disciples at the time of his ascension that they should go to Jerusalem and that they should wait. Wait for the gift that would come from on high. Wait for that gift. And the disciples spent their time praying. For 9 days, 9 days they prayed. They prayed for that power from on high to come to them. And then in our first reading, we heard that while Pentecost was running its course, the Spirit of God came. The Spirit of God came like a mighty rushing wind. The Spirit of God came like tongues of fire, lightning all the disciples sitting on their heads. And the Spirit of God inspired them. And they were so inspired that all the people who are around them, who are from all parts of the world, they heard the good news of God in their own languages. And so I'm sure that some of you were surprised when you heard that first reading and you're saying, what language is that? But guess what? Jose and some other people with him, they were thinking, we know that language. There it is, I'm hearing the good news of God in my own language. And so as we heard that, is that it tells us that that is what the creation of God is all about. Because God wants to bring his people together so that the face of the earth can be renewed. And so here we have come to this church. I think it's Mary Queen of Orlando. No? Oh, Mary Queen of the universe. So it means that we have a mission to the entire universe. And so we want all people to hear the good news of God in their own language. But we may wonder what this language is about. Because somehow the language unites us. Because the Holy Spirit unites us. And once we make ourselves open to the Holy Spirit, then it means that the face of the earth will be renewed. So, my sisters and brothers, We heard Jesus telling us last week when he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, where? To the ends of the earth. So this task is laid upon each one of you to take this good news to the face of the earth. And of course, we can't sit around idly, can we? Because Peter and those apostles, they didn't sit around idly, because once they received that Spirit, they got up and they went. And as my Colombian friends would say, they had to do this cuape. Any Colombians in our church today? Are you the only one, Lena? But you knew what I said, right? Cuape. As quickly as possible, get on the road. Because we have to do this. So there is no point in us just praying for the renewal of the earth if we're not willing to help to renew this world. So are you ready? Are you ready to renew this earth? Because on that day of Pentecost, when all of these people heard the good news, they asked the question, what now should we do? What should we do? And Peter told them that they had to repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. So if we have received the Holy Spirit, then we know. We know when we have received this, because we would be transformed. We would hear God speaking to us in the very depths of our being. God would be saying something, because he has a message for each one of us in this church today. And the message may be different, but we will hear him speaking to us in a way that we can understand. And when we understand, then we do. Because my sisters and brothers, the world is waiting. The world is waiting to be renewed. And the world can only be renewed by the Holy Spirit. And the world will only be renewed by you. Are you ready? I am ready. So go to the ends of the earth and speak about the wonderful deeds and works of God.